On the fourth day of my brother sent to me 4 squawking birds, 3 green marshmallows, 2 party streamers, and a dead cook with a fat knee. Oh boy, it's that seed time of year again when everyone's supposed to be all happy and nice and give presents to each other. Well, not me. I don't like this thing they call Christmas. Oops! As I was saying, I really don't like Christmas. Oops!
Hello, old man. Can I help you up? You look like you fell over. I hope you didn't hurt yourself at all. You know, you don't want to hurt yourself this close to Christmas.
Don't call me an old man. My name is Rudolph Kringle, and I'm very youthful for my age. Oh, and don't say that C word again either.
Which one do you mean? There are lots of C words around at this time of year, like Christmas cake, Christmas carol, Christmas Kringle, Christmas chips, Christmas candy canes, Christmas.
Oh, stop saying that C word.
Which one?
The one you keep saying is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S.
Oh, you mean Christmas.
Yeah, stop saying that word. Just call it Xmas.
But why do you think we need to change its name or call it something different?
Because I'm allergic to that C word. I've been diagnosed with having weak knee Christmanitis. This means every time an adult close by says it, my knees go all wobbly and I fall over. I can't get up. I've been like this ever since I learned to count.
Why?
Because then I figured out that during Xmas, I had to give away lots of things, and that means I don't have much for myself, and that's just terrible. Oh, I feel a little of Christmasitis in my knee just thinking about it.
Well, Rudolph Kringle, I have 2 things to say to you. The first is that I don't think we should change the name of Christmas to Xmas at all. Do you know why?
No, but it sure is a lot shorter and it doesn't make me fall over. What's wrong with that name?
Well, do you know what special thing about Jesus we remember at this time of year? That's right, it's Jesus' birthday. And what's another name for Jesus? Christ. So the C word has Jesus' name in it, and we shouldn't take it out because he's the whole reason for celebrating this time of year. Now, the second thing I need to tell you is that you shouldn't worry about having less if you give people presents, because the Bible tells us that if we are generous and share things with our friends and those people who don't have very much, God will bless us so that we have even more than before. So that means you don't have to go all weak in the knees every time someone talks about Christmas. That's what it's all about, giving and sharing with other people. And did you know that Jesus was actually God's gift to us? That's right, God sent Jesus to earth so that he could help us to get to know him. So that was the best Christmas present ever.
Hey, I just noticed something. Now that you've explained it to me, my knees didn't give out when you said the C word. I think I might be cured of my weak knee Christmanitis. Well, that's pretty good Christmas present ever. Thank you very much. In fact, Merry Christmas to you. No, wait there a minute. I might have a Christmas present for you.
Rudolph, have you fallen over again? Do you need a hand to get back up again?
No, I'm fine. I'm just looking for a Christmas present. Oh, here's something interesting. Now close your eyes and hold your hands, and I'll give it to you. Are you ready?
Yes, Rudolph. Let me have it.
Okay, well, here you go.
Ah, thanks, Rudolph. That wasn't quite what I had in mind for a Christmas present, but at least you seem to be getting the right idea. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, too.
Thanks. I will now.